It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. See, I came back when the week was new. Happy new week to you. I was talking with Bob Brown over the weekend, and he asked me to collect some detergent bottles that were empty. He says he makes things with them. So I did. Here are three of them that I got from different people. This one seems to have a little bit in it. Let's take it to the kitchen, wash it out. That's nice. Hi, fish. Did you have a good weekend? Really makes a nice noise to get empty detergent bottles. There was just a little bit left in that one. Let's see if I can squirt it. Do you ever squirt with empty detergent bottles? That's a good squirt there. Sure. They're fine things to use in the sink or the bathtub or outside when it's warm. And when you do it, you just like to take your time. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you and everything I do. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. So I like to take my time. Now they're just about as clean inside as I can get them. Why don't we take them over to the Browns now? See what Bob Brown will make of these things, okay? You know, they're our neighbors right over here. Come along with me, will you? Here's their place. Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Roger.
I was just coming to see you. What do you have?
Puppet.
Puppet?
Why don't you go down and show it to him?
How are you, Judy?
Fred.
This is great. Did you make it?
Yeah.
Would you be able to make it talk for me?
Yeah. I'm Mr. Roger.
Hello, Puppet. Puppet, do you have a name?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Blue Meanie.
The Blue what? Meanie. The Blue Meanie. Could you show it to our friend there? Show the Blue Meanie. Oh, that's fine.
Bob figured out a way of making puppets out of plastic bottles.
Yeah, these are the only ones I could find.
Those will be marvelous, thank you. Listen, we're going to go over and get some material from Betty's little theater. She called up and said she had some material and could we use it? And I said, oh, boy, can we ever.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be right back, okay?
Fine. All right, see you later then,
Take
Mike.
Take the puppet, Mike.
Is Bob in here?
Go on right on in.
All right, thank
Bob's
you.
Bob's right in there.
Will you come in? Okay, let's go see Bob. Hi, Fred.
These are all I could find. I don't know whether there's anything you could make out of them.
Listen, we've got some great ideas. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought those over. I'd like to show you something that we've done.
Good. I saw Judy and Michael outside.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think they'll be in a little bit later on.
They
went to get me some material, I think.
Yeah,
Betty. Let me cross in front of you here for a minute. You know, we were trying to think the other day how to make some very, very simple puppets.
Have you just made this?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was just finishing it up now.
Oh,
that used to be an empty, well, actually it was a full plastic bleach bottle. And when Judy was finished with it, we decided to make it into a puppet. And we just turned it sideways, and you see what is the mouth of the puppet used to be the neck of the bottle.
Yes.
And the handle becomes the nose. And we've got to put a little cardboard tube in there so that you can control that a little bit better. But let me just show you over here on the windowsill. We've got some puppets that we made. I'm going to put these on the workbench.
A bottle. Why, look at that.
Now, you see, this is the bottle that you just brought over. And if you turn it upside down, I'm going to take the cap off it like this. You see?
There's still a little bit in it.
Yeah. Just put it on the pointer finger like that. You see how well that it fits? And then you can work a puppet like that. Still got some liquid in that.
But you put felt and things over it, do you?
Right. We used felt, but you can use construction paper. And we just used a little bit of glue and cut out these pieces. You see, the face is just sort of a little mask.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of dots for the eyes. And the costume...
To try that puppet on.
You see, the costume is just a three-fingered glove.
Bob, that is a very clever idea.
And here we have some others. Yeah. Let me see what else you brought over. Well, you have this type of plastic bottle.
Yes,
you can see that's a
It's a great for
yellow.
Squirting, you know?
Right.
Squirting water. But
and
you mean
we decided
you could...
to turn this one into a witch.
Oh, isn't she fine?
You see, her hair is just a piece of felt that's been cut into fringe. And, of course, this could very well be construction paper. But we had a lot of felt around the studio, so we decided to use that up.
Just the same kind. Well, you're welcome to these.
Now, here's another one. This is a clown. We just added a little hat on the top there.
Could you make him work?
Surely. As a matter of fact, let me explain to you how I'm working this so that some of the boys and girls might be interested in seeing how this is done. The pointer finger
yes.
in my hand works the head for the puppet. So that when you move your pointer finger, you see that makes the head go. Now, my thumb is one of the hands for the puppet, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the third finger is the other hand. So now if we want them to clap, we just do this. You see? And then we can get them to clap. If you want them to bow, you simply bend your hand at the wrist, like that. Like so. I think the thing that's nice about this is these plastic bottles would normally be thrown away. And I think it's nice to be able to rescue them and turn them into something.
Do something creative with
right.
them.
As a matter of fact, you know, if you look in a book on puppetry, on how to build puppets, it usually tells you about papier-mâché, which is a little bit complicated sometimes, and it gets involved.
Yes, it is, and it gets very messy. We tried it one time with glue and the paper all through the glue.
So there's easier ways of doing things. For instance... A lot of times when you buy appliances and things at the store, you'll find this in it. This is called styrofoam. It's a white foam. And there's all kinds of unusual shapes and sizes that come in different packing crates. And these things sometimes can be assembled to make little puppet heads.
Mm.
Now you see, this was just one of these little blocks. And then we cut another one for the nose. Now this is interesting. The little stick on this once was on a coat hanger. And if we can... clear off the workbench a little bit here. You see, so this is something else. If we just take this off here, this might be a good idea for the mothers and fathers to work on. So the boys and girls don't get hurt with a sharp wire. But this can make a handle for the head. Now, we have a scrap of material here. And I cut three holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll show you how to make a very simple costume. We can, right in the center hole right there, we
push that through. Now I'm going to poke through two fingers like this, you see. That can be our the little hands of our character, and then we can control the head underneath. And it's a very, very simple puppet to make. It only takes a few minutes. And you can do all kinds of, of things with this character.
Yeah.
Like so. As a matter of fact, let me show you one other thing. This is, well, let me show you this puppet, first of all. This is a puppet that I made, which is a little complicated. This was a bird puppet. And we call this a mouth puppet. Instead of working with three fingers like that, it works almost like a mitten. Your thumb goes in the bottom of the beak, and your four fingers go in the top, so that you can open and close the mouth. Now, a simple way to make that puppet is just to take the paper envelope, and you can use an old envelope, and then we need, let's see, a crayon or a magic marker. I'm going to put this down on the workbench for just a second. And in the corner, I'm going to draw a circle. This is going to be the eye for the puppet. I'm sure some of the boys and girls at home can make a much better eye than that, but that's just very simple. I'll hold that up so that they can see it.
Like in the corner of the envelope.
In the corner of the envelope. Now, actually, you can do that on both sides. Both, you turn it over and draw another eye there. But I want to show you this just very quickly. I'm going to put my hand inside the envelope, and right in the center, right there, I'm going to press it in. And if we can do it right and get a nice, neat crease, like so, you see we can get kind of a bird character. And of course, if you take some crayons, this can be colored. You can color the beak, put little nostrils there, and maybe even color the inside of the mouth. But you have a very, very simple puppet done very quickly.
That is an excellent idea.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Did Betty give you that?
Yeah.
Did you thank
Judy.
Her? Come on up here where we can we can see you behind this counter.
Look at this marvelous materials.
What have you been working on?
This is a blue meanie. That you made.
You're kidding.
That's it. That's what he
called it. As a matter of
fact,
the nose came off. Let me glue that on for you.
That can happen to puppets.
Let me glue it on himself, Bobby.
Okay. Here you go. Would you like to glue that on, Mike, while we're...
Here's another one you can finish up for us, Mike.
While you're gluing that on, I'm going to show Mr. Rogers some of these other puppets.
That can happen to puppets, can't it? But it doesn't happen to people. People's noses stay right on them. Because we're all just one piece. People are just one piece, not lots of different pieces.
Is that, you think that's nice and dry now?
Well, Betty gave you a lot of material,
yeah,
did she?
Yeah, she gave us this whole pile. The nice thing about these type of puppets is that you can use just little scraps of material, you know, and cut your three holes in it, and you can do all kinds of things with little tiny pieces of material that you couldn't possibly use for anything else.
What? The scissors? Oh, I'm sorry. Here, you use these little ones because...
A big one right here.
Okay.
Did you want some red?
This makes a very good rainy day type project.
Mm-hmm. Just making puppets out of anything,
So nice, because after you've made your puppet, that's only half the fun.
Then you start
still
making
get
up the plays.
Making up plays, yeah. And doing shows and doing funny voices and being different make-believe characters.
I learned so much from children. I'm learning from you right now, Mike. Let me show this to my friends.
Mikey,
that's what
I
Mike's
think,
finished already.
I think you already have the nose cut out here. So you can add that on when you're done. Put these here in the mouth. That's going to be a funny eye.
It'll be his eye, so it'll be just right for him.
Ew.
That's good.
You've learned just how to do that, Michael, just how hard to squeeze that bottle. Because sometimes you have a great big pile of glue.
Well, that's okay, because this will dry. When this dries, it won't show very much. It'll be clear so that you can't see it. You can use this little bottle if it's easier. I think you have smaller hands, so that might be easier to work with. Thank you. What is that?
The nose.
That's the nose.
The nose.
That's a nice nose.
Bobby, do we have anything we could use for hair?
Let me see. While he's working on that.
There's some black hair. Maybe we could...
Okay. Well, we'll let him finish this. As a matter of fact, I should be finishing this up while he's doing that.
What's that, Mike? No, but what is that that you just did now?
Mustache.
Mustache.
Oh, I love it.
Michael, I wonder if you could put your puppet in the show with mine.
Great.
Hey, Mikey.
What?
Would you like to use this for hair? Look, you could pin this on the top like that. No?
No.
I bet he has his own idea.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I bet he has an idea of his own.
Could I show this to my friend? Is that great?
How about the neck? Would you like to put the neck on?
I need some black.
You need some black? Well, we have this. We have other colors, too.
I can use stuff.
Whoops. Okay. What
paper.
Color would you like?
Okay.
I'm going to find it. Okay. Here, I think they're glued together at this end. How about red, green, yellow?
Honey, put down your scissors until you forget the color paper you want.
What?
I put it...
No, oh, I see. He wants to cut a piece off. Here, can I help? Wait a minute. Let me just... This, you're after a block, I think. I'll just help there. Get this out of your way.
So when you run out of felt, you just use construction paper.
If you don't have any felt, you can use construction paper also.
I don't have any construction paper, you can use felt.
And if you don't have any construction paper, you use felt.
Now what is this going to be?
What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you think?
An eyebrow?
No.
No?
Is an eyebrow round?
I don't know. Could an eyebrow be round? That looks like it might be a beard?
Mm-mm.
No?
Beard is not round.
And a beard is not round.
Teeth?
What?
Teeth?
He's got us guessing. What is that going to be?
Big black teeth.
Mm-mm.
I really don't know what it is, Mikey.
Well, he knows. I think he's going to keep us guessing.
Give me a hint.
Just wait and see.
Give up?
Yes, I give up.
Cheeks.
That's right.
Cheeks.
Cheeks clowns do for cheeks.
Put my cheeks goodness. On for clown. Thank you for showing that to us, Mike. Is this what you put under it?
Yes.
Is that what fits in here?
Would you like to use this for the costume?
How about some of the material that Betty sent over for us?
Okay.
Mikey, would you hold it, and we'll see what we can do for... You hold the puppet?
What about the arms?
Yeah, you hold the puppet, and I'll...
What about the arms?
What about the arms? Well,
let's
see what we could do. All right. If you hold it up for me...
You mean you could make the arms out of that?
Uh-huh.
Is that what he means?
How did you... That's a neat...
An excellent idea.
And you put rods on.
You could put rods on there.
That's right. And it
can
could
you make
be...
his head turn around? That's right.
Thank you very much, all three of you, for showing us what you made.
What have you just finished here? Well, this is the plastic bottle that you brought over before, remember?
That's the squirter.
Right. And as a matter of fact,
where's the hair?
Where's the hair? Well, this is her hair. We can work on yours some more later. This is a piece of material that Betty sent over. And you see, we can make the...
So you have really made a puppet there. Oh, my, that's great.
Why don't you take that with you?
Could we have this one?
Surely.
Thank you very much.
It's the least we can do it.
She'll thank you. Thank you very much. Mike. Goodbye. Could she say goodbye to your clown puppet?
Would you have your clown say goodbye to that puppet?
Bye.
Goodbye.
Would you like to take the costume
sure.
with you?
Good. Thanks very much. We're glad you're here.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Come back, see us later.
Fun. I think he's really neat.
I think I'll go down to Brockett's Bakery before I go back to the house. Want to come along? Okay, this way.
Mrs. Shank, I have to go to the gym.
Have a nice trip to
Okay, dear. Fred, I can't talk to you. I have to go to the gym. I'm going to do some exercise.
Have a good day.
I'll see you. Bye.
Buenos dias,
Senora Shank. Look at the puppet that Mr. Brown made.
Isn't it nice?
It's out of a squirt bottle.
Oh. Buenos dias, amigo.
Buenos dias, Senora Shank. How would I make this puppet say, I'm hungry in Spanish?
Tengo hambre.
Tengo hambre.
¿Tiene usted también hambre, Mr. Royer?
Does that mean, am I hungry too?
Yes.
Well, yeah, sure. Do you have any donuts? How many donuts could I buy for a dime?
Two. One for you and one for the puppet.
Oh, good. Okay. Puppets don't eat, but I'll take them home. There's the dime.
Thank you, Mr. Royer.
Thank you, Mrs. Shank. Chef Brockett's doing a lot more exercising now, isn't he?
He does now, and he's so happy about it.
Good.
And we're happy too.
Sure. Have a good day. Adios.
Adios, Mr. Royer. Adios, amigo.
Adios. Tengo hambre. Can you say that? I'm hungry. Tengo hambre. I wonder if the fish are hungry. Let's see. There. Let's show the puppet the fish. Fish. Oh, the fish always go. Why don't we make one of those puppets out of an envelope? You know, the kind that Mr. Brown made. Looked like a big mouth. And you just put your hand inside the envelope like this and then squeeze it. There it is. Eyes up here. There's some eyes. Tengo hambre. Well, let's give it a donut. There. Wow. Why are you looking so closely at that mouth puppet eating?
Well, I'm glad that it has a donut, because I wouldn't want it to bite me.
Puppet can't bite.
No.
Doesn't have any teeth. And it's just pretend. Just an envelope. Well, take my things off to my real home now. You could make something like that. With an old bottle and some yarn and felt and, best of all, your ideas. Sure, that's what'll make your own puppet unique to all the world. And you and I will be together tomorrow to do other things. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. This is the way it'll be. I'll be gone for a while, and then I'll come back tomorrow. And then I'll be gone for a while, and then I'll come back tomorrow. Oh, you always make it a special day for me. Sure. Just by thinking about you. Yep. See you tomorrow. Adios. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.